Blog Talk Radio.
Hey y'all, it's your girl, your host, Lotisha Renee, and this is Rose Gold at Magnolia. I am so excited for tonight's show. We're going to just jump right into it. Normally, this introduction, I don't feel like it. But I do want to say, if you haven't and already know, this is Rose Gold and Magnolia, and I'm your host, Patricia Renee, and I go on live or on air every other day. I try to make it every other day to balance out school and all my other personal life and stuff. So every time I get up here, I always yawn, and I don't even be tired, y'all. But anyway, I had a long day. I wasn't really feeling well. I was very iffy of even doing the show, but the show must go on, right? So let's jump into it. Have you kept it cool with a friend you've secretly been in love with or just been friend zoning and not to make the situation awkward? If you can relate to this, the guest calling number is 516-418-5869. The guest calling number is 516-418-5869. So if any of these topics relate to you and you want to join me live tonight, you can call in at 516-418-5869. Don't mind me, y'all. I'm trying to gain my energy back because today was a weird day for me. My body just shut down and I needed all the vitamins and minerals I needed today, and you know how that goes. I just had to get myself together. But anyway, I can't recall ever being in, a situation like that. I feel like if I'm friends with a guy and I'm not attracted to him in a certain way, I'll let them know. I feel like it becomes awkward. Maybe in the beginning, try to see how things... I've been in a situation like that where I wasn't really, romantically attracted to someone, but I gave the friendship opportunity to see, you'll flirt and stuff like that, but then you'll see eventually, oh, no, this could be... You can kind of have a discernment of where to put that person in a category. But I feel like you should never mislead anybody. If you are secretly in love with somebody and you just been keeping them as a friend, I think that's... a lot of times people are afraid to express how they feel, so they do keep those people around. I feel like a lot of times you're only going to... The situation is going to become even more awkward because eventually your feelings are going to show some way, somehow. Not even intentionally. So I feel like long down the line, it's not even where in the case where you be expressive, but your actions speak and how you are around them. And if you're pretty smart to observe, you can kind of go off and tell if a person really likes you more than they say. A lot of times people are afraid to express how they feel about a person because they don't want to ruin the friendship, which is understandable, but you'll never know unless you try. So if you're friend zoning someone, you've secretly been in love with them, I think you should get the opportunity to tell them. A lot of times people are afraid of rejection. Understandable. But you'll never know unless you try. If you feel like it's going to affect the friendship, make it a conversation as is, as if you ask the question. Say, hey, what if I was attracted to you more than what I've been telling you? How would you take it? And see what they say, I've seen plenty of people express themselves to their friends and I really do like you. I never thought that I will put myself in a predicament like that, but it be like that sometimes. It's not intentional, but it's never intentional. I feel like a lot of times, again, it's a scary situation, so people don't try to put themselves in a predicament to hurt the friendship. But I feel like you should try it. I feel like it's nothing wrong with expressing how you feel. Just be honest. But again, like, sometimes people just don't want to ruin a friendship, and that's understandable. But it is what it is. Like, make the effort, see what happens, and, you know, you never know. I say don't be afraid of rejection. At least you'll know, and then if it doesn't work out the way you expected it, y'all can keep the friendship. Can you be friends with the opposite sex? Absolutely. Absolutely. You just have to detach certain feelings. If another person, if that person is feeling you in a way that you're not feeling them, you need to express that, like, hey, I don't look at you that way. I do love our friendship, though, and I don't want to ruin that. Once you lay that on the table, you definitely can continue the friendship with the opposite sex. Now, if you guys are both feeling each other, then that's different. I mean, eventually, you want to build a friendship, but to remain friends, knowing that you guys have feelings for each other, that's going to be kind of hard. Because sooner or later, it's going to be, temptation is going to hit. Like, you're going to be wanting to experiment. You're going to be wanting to explore. And what if it gets to that point, then you guys definitely should take it to the table and discuss it and see where it goes. But yes, I think we definitely can be friends with the opposite sex and keep it a friendship ordeal. Have you friend-zoned the love of your life and haven't realized a true connection? If you have friend-zoned someone and you know eventually, or you know in the back of your mind, like, this is so much more than what I want it to be, I feel like you keep yourself trapped to constantly doing that. If you realize this is a true connection and you're hiding it, how do you deal with that? Again, it goes back to, like, how you can just be in love with somebody and you just friend zone them and it becomes an awkward situation. It doesn't work. Eventually, these feelings are going to be on surface and you're going to eventually have to tell that person. Or it's going to come out the way somehow. But I really don't think you should friend zone a true connection or the love of your life. I mean, build the friendship, absolutely. I feel like any relationship should be a friendship first. But if you feel like this person is somebody you can see yourself with long term, I think that should be a conversation sooner or later. A lot of people put themselves in these situations, and sometimes they don't even ask for it, though. Like, I know a lot of times people just hook up with people just to hook up with them, and they eventually get into a relationship. Sometimes it's, you know, what they least expect it. And I hear a lot of conversations like that with girlfriends of mine. They're like, no, I didn't even expect this, you know, but these women are in relationships right now. Like, and again, they never expected it from the other person, but eventually it came to that. So if I feel like if you are truly in love with someone, that's different from it just being like somebody you like. You can like somebody and then not really want to be with them, you know, but if you're in love with them and this is a true connection that you can see long term, then I think eventually that needs to be addressed because you can't hide that for so long. I can't ever recall a situation like that, but I just from experience, just logically thinking, like, that eventually will have to come out to play because, you know, that's a beautiful thing to be truly connected. If y'all both truly connected to each other, why not? Take that jump and see where it goes. So, next topic, does trauma keep you from realizing your true worth? Absolutely, it does. Trauma is always based on a negative emotion or a negative outcome or a negative mindset, negative physicality, you know, anything traumatic is in its darkest realm. It's not in a positive light. So you're going to be blinded of what your true worth is. You're not going to realize it because you're damaged. You're in pain. You're not healed. So it's going to affect you in worse ways. Case scenarios, you're not going to have a good outcome because you're traumatized. You have a trauma subconsciously that hasn't been healed. A lot of times we want to pursue or we want to get in these relationships or we want to do all these great things, but we can't because we have some type of deepened trauma that we haven't healed or took the time to nurture. So absolutely, you're not going to realize your true worth or love yourself to the full capacity because you have some type of trauma that needs to be healed. And if you analyze that, take the initiative to heal those traumas so you can live in your true purpose and realize your true worth. You know what I mean? I feel like if it's beneficial, you should never, if you know your true worth, you shouldn't, you should never, like, keep that hidden. You know, you owe it to yourself to be the best, your true self. You owe it to yourself to be in your greatest point of life, to be your best true self. I feel like the words, they're just like blank today. You fail yourself not taking the time or the initiative to love on yourself and see your true potential in the gifts and talents and, you know, just being in your journey. Getting to a place where you're able to expand, advance, and become the best version of you. And you hold yourself back, not taking the time to love on yourself and seek the things that need to be dealt with. We struggle with that because we're afraid to be alone. We're afraid to not have the patience to wait on the things that are deserving to us. But we can't get those things if we don't love ourselves first. I was having a conversation with a family member of mine today, and that was a really important topic. We don't get to our best selves or the best version of ourselves if we don't take the time to love ourselves. How do you expect someone else to love you or give you those things that you are worthy of if you don't give it to yourself or install it into yourself or love on yourself? It sucks because a lot of times we don't take the time to do the work. We focus on the things that no longer serve us, and we dwell on it. And it's not the easiest thing to not do, but it's beneficial, again, to take the time to love on yourself and to deal with the things that we are so afraid to deal with. We don't like to look in the mirror and see our demons, and we don't like to see that side of us where we feel like it's okay, it's a norm. But those dark demons, those dark places in our life, it hinders us from being great, especially from getting that true love or that true career move or that business move or, you know, those group of friends that you need, your soul tribe, and, you know, just living the best life because you haven't taken the time to just love on yourself and appreciate who you are and the person that you're going to become. Again, it's time efficient, and we don't like to be alone. We get very afraid of detaching ourselves from the things that no longer serve us. We are so tied to it because it's a comfortable feeling. But those things keep us down. It keeps us away from our true light. So I say this. It's so important to just take the time to love on you, to appreciate who you are, because you are your greatest accomplishment. We have so much to give and to show and to help our community and humanity, and it's bigger than us sometimes. And those things, those beautiful gifts, we trap, we hide them because we don't even know that they're there. If you take the opportunity to realize that you owe it to yourself to blossom and spread those wings and become that butterfly that you were meant to be. And you tap into such a beautiful dynamic of yourself. It's okay to take time for self and get yourself together. a lot of time we be in our greatest position, and then we allow people to take our light, to dim our light. Now, I never, like, I say this to say this. You're going to always run into certain paths, situations that may test you, and either it will either advance or become something new, or it's going to be a test to see if you really have come to a point in your life where you know you have the discernment of what to do with that situation. So once you realize your true worth and you love on yourself and you appreciate the person you're becoming, all those things will open. Those doors will open eventually for you because you've earned it. You've done the work, you took the time to heal adulthood traumas, those past relationship traumas, old friendship traumas, just settling for these dead-end jobs and just not being your greatest self. You get tired of it and you feel as though there's a void. And that's another thing we don't need to do is get so impatient and feel like we're hopeless that we feel the void of uncertainty. We feel the void of where we lack. We feel the void of hate instead of love, dark and light. You know, we don't fill those gaps with loving on ourselves wholeheartedly. And that's the main part of, one of the main part of your journey is to love you so much that nothing outside of that will stop that love from growing. You will attract so much love that comes back in because of the love you have inside that you're showing, you're progressing, you're projecting. People can tell when you are loving you. You have this glow. Your aura is shiny. You have all these colors going on. You gleam. You glow. And the communication level, the language, things you talk about. It's not just you posting a picture and you looking cute. A lot of damaged women and men do that. They like the attention because they want to feel loved. But and then you have women that are loving themselves. And they're posting inspirational quotes, or they're showing you their journey, showing you how much it took for them to get to this point. I see beautiful videos of women traveling. It's like they're loving you. You're taking the time to enjoy life. That's when you shine your light. And I'm not saying this is as in you post a picture is a bad thing, but you can have discernment of what's healing and what's attention, what's inattention and what's healing. Again, communication, language, body movement, being inspirational, being motivated, being supportive, being loving, being light, being appreciative, having gratitude. These are the things that people see, and they don't even have to know you. I get so many inboxes and DMs and stuff like that because the journey that I'm in is exciting. It's not full of hate, full of love, it's full of remorse, it's full of gratitude, appreciation. It's just so light. It's full of light. Remember when I first started my healing journey and I still had a lot to work on. I still have stuff that I need to work on. But you can tell the difference from then and now. Like, I really show up and show out for myself. And I feel like that's the most important thing for me to ever have invested in. Because I appreciate who I am. It doesn't matter if anybody else sees it. As long as I see it. You know what I mean? That's all that matters. And then those true, right, people will come and they'll see that as well. Again, people don't even know me from a can of paint, and they always reach out to me, and they express how my page or my, you know, my posts, my memes and stuff like that, it inspires them, and that's the purpose, to help humanity, to help people that are out there that don't have this motivation or have these inspirational thoughts or motivation for them to keep going. And when you feel like it's a not a job, but it's a mission for you to do to help or be a part of the community or humanity and change the mindsets and thoughts of how people think. Well, not more, I don't want to say change, but just give them a sense of hope and faith and belief. Then they can, take it upon themselves to fill that void of hope and faith and belief. Because that's really what we need. Those are the main tools that we need to move forward in life. I think one of the most important things is to forgive. Forgive. You don't have to necessarily forget. But forgiving is beautiful. It's a part of a healing journey. It's a part of your healing journey. You have to forgive. You know, even if you don't, you don't have to share the same room or be best buds or anything like that. It's just a communication. It's a conversation to let go and to move forward to better you, to better you. You know, some people are too prideful sometimes because they feel like they got to make a point. But there's no point to be made. You know, it's been around my family, on my mentor. And to know that I played a part in something that might have been minor. You know what I mean? It's just those things are a part of your journey. And it takes a really big person or a really selfish person to say, you know, this was a situation. It didn't have to go that far, but I forgive, and I hope you forgive me. Like, those conversations, those we need more so, because we don't move on, we don't move forward attached to those burdens, those grudges. So definitely take that to initiative when you're trying to go back. Let's go back to your true worth. There's so much work that has to be put into place with healing. It's not, that's why I say it's not the easiest journey, but it's well rewarding. It's beneficial. People feel like they can pray about a situation and it goes away. No, you have to sometimes attack the situation head on and don't be afraid of it. If you took the initiative to try to make it right, that's the best you can do. It's going to be good on your heart. And now you can move forward knowing that you tried. You get what I'm saying? So it's a lot that goes into work when it comes into this healing journey. It's not the easiest thing, but I tell you, it is definitely beneficial. But let's go back to the friend zoning and being in love. I say that from experience. You definitely should start off any relationship as friends. And I've learned that, like, it's very important. Like, you just have to see eventually. But this is the thing, because when you meet people in whatever time that they're in, then they may have already gone or been through some type of traumatic experience. And a lot of times people don't like to express that. And you're blinded by it because you don't know. So you definitely want to have that conversation where that person is mentally, physically, you know, spiritually and emotionally. See where they're at, because then you could kind of have discernment on where the situation will go. We don't know to have these conversations because we jump right into these friendships and then we just be falling in love. And we don't take the time to actually grow to love the person, to build towards that love. We do. We just flop right into it, and then that causes a lot of confusion and a lot of miscommunication or no communication, and a lot of us don't know that communication is so crucial in a relationship, whether it's friendship or a relationship or not. You don't know, or you won't have any idea if it's not being voiced. A lot of people don't know how to be vulnerable, so communication is lack. They're afraid to be because they don't want to be rejected or they don't want to be hurt. And it sucks because that person will put you through hell and back because they don't know how to be vulnerable. They just are afraid to be vulnerable because they probably went through a situation like that and it backfired on them. So people start to shelter themselves because they're afraid, you know, of the unknown. They're like, if I come to this person and they reject me, I'm going to retreat. I'm going to go back to my ways because I gave it my best. But you will never know. And then that's why you have to build the confidence. You have to be brave. You have to be courageous to approach this situation with this person and take whatever comes with it. If you were the one who had annihilated the relationship or the connection, then in the back of your mind, you're going to be afraid because you're like, I did this, that, and the third to this person. And that person was genuine to me the whole time. Why should that person consider taking me back or dealing with me or even having me in their presence? So right then and there, you have to figure out what's needed to be done on your end before you even can approach that person. And never get into a situation with a person that doesn't want a relationship. If they tell you they're not ready, move accordingly. And when I say move accordingly, move on. Go find your happiness because they have their happiness. They know where they stand. They know what they want. You know, it sucks because a lot of us love hard and we love unconditionally. I don't want to say unconditionally because unconditionally right now to me is so, it's cliche now. You have to love yourself more than anything. So that's out the window. Now that we're getting older, you know what I mean? Like in my age bracket, love it so unconditionally is played out. You either step up to the plate and love accordingly, love more, or there's no reason for it because we're at a point in our life where we tried all that unconditional love and it didn't work. I unconditionally loved you and it was a flop. So now we're at a point where we've been through the ringer. We've been through that. What do we do now? So if you are in these situations, then take the time for self, analyze the situation, and see what outcome will it be, a positive or negative. If you are in love with someone and you're secretly friends with them, let them know. So weird. That's creepy. But, you know, it's for everything. And don't freak the person out. Just be open. Be honest. I love y'all. It's, you know, time for me to go. But again, catch the episodes every other day at 11 p.m. sharp. If you want to be a guest on the show and talk with me live, or do you just want to call in? The guest calling number is 516-418-5869. But if you do want to be on the panel with me and talk about some topics, I advise you to either DM me, inbox me, or email me. All my contact accounts is on my social media, so you can go up there, click up the link, and they'll send you right to my pages, and I will talk to you directly through my social media accounts or my email. So, y'all be safe out there. Live, love, travel, be your greatest soul, and most importantly, love, 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 love you. This is Rose Gold Magnolia. Y'all have a great night.